All set. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 21st of September, 5:30, and this is a continuation of the emergency management meeting. If I may have a motion to proceed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, since our last meeting on the 10th, not much has changed relative to the direction of the governor and his 2.5 allowances. We will go through the numbers quickly. Not much has changed with the department heads. There's really nothing for the department heads to report. All staff are healthy. No staff are out at this point in time. We continue to be in a good spot thanks to the management and the procedures put in by the department heads. For 921, the number of cases in 28449 Kerry Beach is at 21. It was 21 on 910. That would tell me that there are no new cases. On 28428, my friends at Carolina Beach, we have 106 cases or 101 cases on 910, so there are a few cases active in Carolina Beach, according to the math. At 28412, just across Snow's Cut Bridge, we have 555 cases. That's up from 510, so that would indicate that there would be some cases active over there. And at 28403, we have 949 cases, up from 786 cases. That's from the university back down this way. So that's, we all know that there's been a little bit of a cluster going on at the university. So the total number of cases listed to date is 1,631. On 910, that number was 1,418. New Hanover County has 3,914 cases and 29 deaths. That's up from 3,488 cases and 24 deaths on the 10th, I'm sorry. For our state cases are at 194,381, up from 179,532. Presumed recovered, 176,422, up from 156,652. Deaths are up 3,247, up from 2,958. The piece of good news in this is the hospitalizations. The hospitalizations were at 1147 on 8-6, 980 on 8-17, 916 on 9-10, and down to 885 as of today. So that is an incredibly positive trend on the number of hospitalizations. The only new bit of information that we saw today, and David and I were discussing it a little bit, was that 36% of the cases currently are 18 to 24 years old. That's a little disconcerting because it often tends to be mild or they may not even know they have it. So it's not a time to forget what we should do, but it's a time to take action against the virus and not be on the virus team, so to speak, in my opinion. Let's take actions that combat the virus. That's wear, wash, and wait. I don't know if there's anything that the council wants to report or add. Alan?
No, sir, I don't have anything.
Joseph?
No, sir.
David?
No, sir.
John?
No,
sir.
No.
Mandy, anything to report from administration? I know we didn't really have any inputs from the other department heads. So, administration, nothing.
No, and I've brought forward some policies before, but I've decided I'm just going to do them in a
an employee memo.
Okay.
To remind everyone.
Okay.
Instead of trying to create confusion.
Listen, I mean, I know this was a very quick meeting in regards to some good news. We will pick a time to have our next meeting, hopefully when there's changes from the governor. If there are questions from the community, how many are on the telephone?
Eight.
Okay. Yes, so not many. If there's any questions from the community, speak up. We'll give it a minute or two. If not, we're going to go ahead and we'll set a new time and adjourn.
Star 6 if you're trying to unmute yourself.
You may wish to call back in for the 6 o'clock regular council meeting. That's going to take a little longer.
Yes.
Okay, so gentlemen, when would you like to get back together? I think we will not hear from the governor until the 2nd.
Right.
He usually calls in a day or two before.
Or do we just need to...
If we don't close the state of mercy, we do. So, yeah.
Let's keep it open, but let's leave it open for our next meeting. If he makes a big change by October 2nd, let's call a meeting. We have a 6-hour rule.
I don't want to need to keep it open anymore.
We do.
We can't.
Because every meeting thereafter is going to be a new meeting for us, and you won't get a 6-hour notification window. We'll have to advertise as normal. Plus, because of things that we're doing with the CARES Act and all that, we'll have to be under the state of emergency.
Right.
Okay, so let's roll it.
He's mostly set Fridays as a change, and several times he's made an announcement on Wednesday or Thursday before that Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So if we meet that Thursday the 1st or Friday the 2nd, I think we would be good.
I would think since the date any new rules come into effect or the 2nd, he will have probably communicated on the 1st or the 30th.
Yeah. I'm fine with the 1st if everyone else is.
Okay.
I'm in town.
First work for all you working men?
Yeah.
What time?
5 p.m.
5 p.m.
Make the motion we continue this meeting to 5 p.m. on October the 1st.
Sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.